Good morning. I'm Louis Sines, your host for Focus on Campus. And joining us today are Terry Williams and Lydia Fernandez. They are with the Collegiate Recovery Program, and Jorge Marquez is with the Counseling Center here on campus. Gentlemen, lady, thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you.
Sounds kind of weird saying gentlemen and lady instead of ladies and gentlemen. But anyway, thank you so much for being with us. And first of all, let's start with the Counseling Center, because a lot of times the word counseling kind of has like a stereotype where people say, oh, you're going to counseling, that means you're in trouble. And, you know, sometimes counseling can be something, you know, just discussion, talking about something they need to deal with. So tell us about the center.
Right. To start off, you're correct. Counseling, it's a broad term. And so our center is located 202 Union West. And it's free and open to all registered students here on campus. And so it primarily serves our registered students. And we offer, again, a variety of services. So when you say counseling, of course, we have the traditional one-on-one meeting with a counselor to discuss different types of issues, any, ranging from academic stress, family stress, personal stress, relationship stress. And so pretty much the key word there that you hear is stress, right? And so that's what we try to really educate our students, is that the number one reason why students come to see us at the Counseling Center is to cope or deal or manage with stress.
And a lot of times here at UTEP, we have a lot of non-traditional students, students who work, students who have families, military veterans. And so sometimes we don't understand everything that they're going through in addition to the academic load.
And that describes our student population compared to other universities across the country. Ours has a lot of working students, non-traditional students. And so with that, you know, we have specialized counselors. A lot of us are from the border area, from El Paso, from Juarez. Some of us came from UTEP. And again, so we're kind of a little bit more knowledgeable to those struggles that individuals go through. And then half of our staff also comes from other places. And so they bring in their experiences, their personal struggles, and of course, knowledge. And so it's a makeup of a great team that, again, you could say half local, half from outside of the area. And we work really great to help with the students. And so that's what counseling is about, to really understand the students' own struggle, their own journey. And we're there to help guide them, to help them be able to either overcome whatever they're facing, or to learn the skills that they need to make sure that they can handle and manage their stress, their issues, so that they could graduate successfully.
We'll get back to some more of those issues, Jorge, but as I mentioned also, Terry Williams and Lydia Fernandez are with us with a Collegiate Recovery Program. And is this something new that's been on campus, and perhaps our student population and other listeners may not know what it's about and want to find out more about it?
Sure. Louis, it is fairly new. We're just going on 2 years now, as a matter of fact, in terms of our launching operations to create the Collegiate Recovery Program, as well as establish a student register organization allied to the effort. And it's an effort that's part of a system-wide initiative for all campuses in the UT system to provide support and a safe environment for students and the larger UTEP community around issues related to drug, alcohol, or behavioral addictions. That sounds pretty heavy-duty stuff, and it really is, but we want to provide a lot of fun along with that to students in this safe environment that we're trying to create, to provide programs, services, and support to them in their academic objectives.
Lydia, perhaps you can address something else here. As I asked Jorge earlier, sometimes there's stigma tied to that. And if somebody is recommended or saying you should go to the recovery program, all of a sudden they feel as if they're labeled. And sometimes they want the help, but they're afraid to cry out for help because of that label.
There is a tremendous amount of stigma associated with drug, alcohol, and other behavioral issues, and we're really making an effort to help destigmatize this for students, staff, and faculty here at UTEP. We very much want for people to understand that if they come to the Collegiate Recovery Program and come to see Dr. Williams or myself, that it's going to be a safe and supportive place for them to communicate their desire to address their recovery needs or explore where they're at, or maybe discuss problems they're having at home with an alcoholic or a drug addict. And it's going to be a judgment-free zone where they can speak freely, and we can hook them up with either other students or resources in the university or in the community. It could be a referral to the counseling center, or it could be a referral to someplace like Casa Vida for more intensive detox and recovery therapies to address their addiction.
What are some of the signs that perhaps students should be aware of, or, you know, their friends or relatives that might tell them, hey, you might want to go check this place out.
Thank you for asking that, Louie. We look at a couple of groups of categories. One are students who are actually in active recovery. They know they've had a problem. They know they've addressed for themselves, self-identified an addiction, and they're working on it. They may be in a program, an Al-Anon program. They have a sponsor, and they're actively working on their recovery. And they're actually in school as a function of their recovery, so that means they're making progress. There's another group of students who are just now beginning to make a connection between some issues and problems in their life, like failed relationships or losing jobs and all kinds of things like that, and making that connection between their use, which may be abuse, of drugs, alcohol, or certain behaviors. And we try to help them surface that knowledge between those two things to kind of nip it in the bud so it doesn't become a larger issue. But frankly, the larger number of students that we operate with are students who may not necessarily need any program or services at all, but they're in solidarity with an effort on this campus to have a recovery-friendly campus because someone they know in their family or a friend or a boyfriend, girlfriend has a problem. And so they want to make a difference in other people's lives. And so those groups of students are what make up the complexity, the underground support group of students, not just students, but also faculty and staff on the campus.
And you all are having an event soon?
We've got a couple coming up. Lydia can mention some of our activities.
Right now, we have two ongoing Alcoholic Anonymous programs. One is on Wednesdays from noon to 1 p.m., and that is an open meeting. It is open to students, staff, and faculty. It's in the Barry Room in Union East, room 316. And we also have an ongoing AA meeting called the Minor Miracle Group, and that's on Friday evenings from 5:45 to 6:45 p.m., also in the Barry Room, Union East, 316. And we're working really hard. We've identified a need to bring in something like Al-Anon, which is essentially a program of recovery for the families and friends of the alcoholic or the addict. Just like Dr. Williams was saying, there's a lot of people who may not be the addict or the alcoholic themselves but are dealing with that in their family. And so we're working hard on bringing that programming in. And additionally, on Monday, November the 14th, we have a speakers forum from 1 to 3 p.m. where we bring people in from the recovery community to talk about issues of recovery, and that is open to students, staff, and faculty. And for a fun thing, on November the 5th for the UTEP versus Houston Baptist football game, which starts at 6 p.m., we're going to do a tailgate, a sober tailgate, to have some fun and do an on-campus activity. And that will, you know, typical tailgate before the game. Details to follow. And we will be collaborating with NAMI, which is the National Alliance of Mental Illness. We try to collaborate with other student organizations and departments here on campus to just spread the word and the message of recovery, build support, and let people know that we are here and we can help host sober events and really build a community of support for people in recovery or dealing with recovery and help destigmatize it.
I'm glad you mentioned mental illness. And Jorge, one of the stigmas too, and especially in our culture here on the border, you know, you can't say you're suffering from depression or you're suffering from anxiety attacks because they'll just say, oh, you know, just snap out of it. It's not anything that's very serious. And then if they say mental illness, then all of a sudden they think the worst. And so that stigma again is there.
Right, that's correct. And that is something that we see with the students that come to see us that kind of struggle. That's one of the main issues is, you know, family views it a different way, maybe a past generation type thing, right, that we see definitely in our culture. And so what we're trying to really educate the students that, you know, this is something, it's a real condition, just like diabetes, just like cancer, just like the flu. I mean, these are real tangible illnesses that affect us all, conditions. And one of the things that also we're asking students is, you know, to defeat the stigma by opening up and by supporting one another. You know, be aware of what the warning signs are for somebody who's in distress and encourage them to get help. Lydia mentioned the National Alliance of Mental Illness. We have a student organization on campus, and that's their main mission is to defeat the stigma, raise awareness across campus for students to be open and to say that it's okay to seek help if that's needed, whether that be at the counseling center, whether that be spiritual help, whether that be family help. But the idea is that it's a sign of strength and courage to seek help when somebody isn't feeling well.
For a while, there was so much violence going on in Juarez, and thank God that it kind of calmed down. But a lot of our students have family members, friends over there, and they were affected by some of these killings. So you have grieving counseling as well? Or?
Yes, we definitely have trauma, you know, trauma-related counseling. And so you're right, we haven't seen as much. So, but a couple of years ago, many students had family members, loved ones, friends who were unfortunately victims of the violence in Juarez. And so there is grief counseling. And some of them still, that happens. And again, other trauma-related difficulties. It could be sexual assault, physical assault. Again, we're talking about our military-affiliated students, some of them coming back with combat-related stress, combat-related trauma. And so we help treat that as well. And we really have everything. If there's something, if there's a resource that a student needs that the counseling center does not provide, we work very hard to connect that student with that service in the community. And we'll make sure that they're connected before we say, you know, our job is done here or what we have here isn't enough, but we'll connect them with the community if needed.
One of the things, Terry, that has been happening in the last few years is we're seeing an increase in overdoses from opiates and prescription drug abuse. In many cases, it's not the person who is prescribed the medication, but somebody else who gets it from their grandparents, their parents, or even their brother or sister.
Exactly, Louis. And that's part of the epidemic that's going on, is that opiate use, illegal opiate use, a young person may get their grandmother's prescription and begin using that or taking it to parties, selling it on the street, those kinds of things. And because it's very addictive, of course, it just begins to spread and becomes part of the epidemic. So one of the reasons we address this on the college campus is because college campuses are places where kids begin to explore their sexual life, drug life, alcohol. They're free from some of the restrictions after they get out of high school and become 18 and 21. And so it's a breeding ground for these kind of problems to begin. That's why we have these programs and fun activities for students to kind of nip it in the bud, let them know the consequences of those kinds of actions, and in doing so, hopefully address issues that would have happened in the family or in society and educate folks, not just their students and faculty and staff, but to education, to take away the stigma, have people come forward with issues, report certain kinds of activities that are not going to be beneficial to their academic career as well as to the health of their society. That's what we're trying to foster in this community of a recovery-friendly campus.
Well, we want to thank you all very much for taking the time to be with us here. As we wrap up, if you wouldn't mind giving us perhaps a web page or a phone number where people can go to find out more information.
Sure. You can look up the Collegiate Recovery Program on the UTEP main homepage. Go to sa.utep.edu/collegiate-recovery, all one word, /. There's pictures of Dr. Williams and myself, so you can see us, know who we are. It has our contact information, our location. We also have a calendar of events that we'll keep updated. So if there's not something I mentioned already today, it will be on there for future programming. And then you can also go, if you're a student, you can go to Mind Tracker and you can look for the Student Recovery Organization and ask to be a member. And that's a great way for students to meet up with other students and explore this at that level.
Mm-hmm. Once again, thank you very much for being with us here today. We've been visiting with Terry Williams, Leah Fernandez with the Collegiate Recovery Program, and Jorge Marquez with the Counseling Center here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTEP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Evan Walsh. Our producer is Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.